Begin the current daf, Misachim daf Lamed Gimel. Begin with Amud Aleph. Begin the Tez Masa that begins with the words of the Gemara, Umina. And from it, Matrim Kizayis, if you're learning out from Mila from Kizayis, that there is a Chiv Misa, well, then you got to say that just like by Truma, it has to have a Shir Kizayis. So to then, of Meila, so you can't say what you wanted to say, that it even be Pachas Mikizayis. Just to explain that, but why don't you say a halachic principle that you say in general regarding laws of Gzeir Shavah? Which is, says Tais Avagav, the Besav Kalat Tadeh, although in Zvachim Dabtsali Avam Aves. Ubevek Basim Nachs, last part, Nachs Dab Kavazan Manav, Ikal Mandam, and there is an opinion that holds. The Rebbe, some of the Rebbe holds, who were going in Rebbe. Duming Navoki Ba'asra, that yes, although you learn out something from something else, it doesn't mean you have old halachas, like here, Me'ila from Truma, old halachas. Rather, you put in the context of what applies by Me'ila. So how is it so obvious of the Gemara that since you're learning from Truma, that it has to be like Truma, Kizayis, maybe it goes like the context of Me'ila, which doesn't require that shear that we have by Truma, and therefore could even be less than the Kizayis. That's a taste in the Hach and Lema Ukabas. So you can't say that concept of and place it according to the context of Me'ila itself, which is Ma Me'ila, the moment Shabbat Pruta, just like Me'ila in general, misappropriation is that of a Shabbat Pruta of Me'ila Dachin, and so to it be the Me'ila of eating. No, because the Achila, the Hekdash, Me'ila, the Truma Yalas. What are we learning out? We're learning out the eating of Hekdash from the eating of Truma. To Hech Yeh by Misa, Imlikisha Achila Truma. Now, how could you have a death penalty if it's not like the measurement of eating Truma? The Besharna and the Lekha Misa regarding all other benefits, you can't say Ukaba Asra. The Ukaba Asra, there's no death penalty of other types of benefit with Ela Achila, all on eating. A fellow Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, doing the Truma, which is similar to Truma, which therefore has to be the share because I. But that's a different question. I'm beginning to say, Amai, Emafarish, why didn't the Gemara say, Loi, Ima Marat B'Shar Mitzvahs, trying to show what would be a stringency, Me'ila would have all the other mitzvahs. Says Taisus, why couldn't the Brice have said, no, you can't say. There's a leniency by other mitzvahs, like I misad the Havikazai's Bechdeh's Praz. There, you're not liable for that penalty unless you eat a sheb and olive in the amount of time that it's to take to eat a half a loaf of bread. Tamil, in contrast to Me'ila, the Philippi in Kazai's, that even if you say you need a Kazai's, as the Gemara is rejecting you right now, that's why this is connected to the first appetizers. Hatnam Perkanana, but the Gemara says, Me'ila, the Chav Medal, TFS and Me'ila, you could combine the halacha of violating misappropriation. Of Philippi's Mamruba, even a long time. So why can we say that as a stringency? That's what you could say is no because we could refute that too and say the nail of mitzvah. That also we should learn from mitzvah. Shalai tzav that should not combine for a long distance of time. Just like you're saying, we're going to that of kizayis, and therefore that's why the that was not rejecting the to say why meila is more stringent than shametzis. Next test must begin with the gemara. After meila kizayis, so too meila is also going to have to have the minimum share of a kizayis. This asks, what's on the standing of the rabbanan that they say that if someone does Me'il with Shavu Pruta from Hekdash, he's Mechayv, even if it's about Gezayis, which Tamilari, the Re'i finds is a wonder. The Achamash, it sounds like it from our Gemara, the Ma'am, the Yol of Chet Chet, whoever learns like Gezayis of Me'il from Truma. Severe lady, all the Me'il of Gezayis can be Truma, that the Me'il is by the side of an Avalik, they have a Truma. The difficulty is, but Kulay is the Gezayis Shavu, the Perkanana, where everyone holds this Gezayis Shavu, as the Gemara says over there, Yol of Me'il of Truma, the Me'il of Truma. There's many different halachas we learn from Me'il from Truma. Rabbanon le pligi a Rebbe elin misa. Rabbanon only disagreed with Rebbe only regarding the death penalty. And that's Meshim Nechsiv Bali Balebbe Me'ila because there's a special miyat that says in it, meaning by Truma and not by Me'ila. So if that's the case, so my time, Rabbanon, what's the reason Rabbanon mentioned before? Dami that they said law Meshav Prudel elin Me'ila that we didn't say the law of Meshav Prudel regarding misappropriation. Abba Truma Tshay Begazayas, but Truma Tshay that of Begazayas, but sounds like regarding Me'ila, as long as it's Me'ila Meshav Prudel, even though it's not Gazayas, it's Me'chayiv. But why? Since you're saying that everyone agrees to Gazayas Shav of Chet Chavim Truma, then also this is Me'ila should not be liable until you do Me'ila that of Begazayas. As we see in the Sugya, and Tais does not answer that question. The next says, Master begins with the Gemara. Someone intended to cut that which is detached, and the cut which that is attached. This explains that, yeah, what his intention was, comes out that it was attached. The Gemara says, regarding the laws of Shabbos, oh, you're going to be exempt, because that's not a melachas mar Shabbos. In contrast, Me'ila has that stringency. Now, Rabbein Tamafarish, he explains that this that we said that you had in mind to cut something detached, and he cut something that was attached, Nimtzah Shul Mechuber, comes out that what he intended to cut was attached. He just thought that it was detached. And that's why we're saying he's going to be exempt. Because if the case would be told that he really intended to cut something, one thing that's detached, and it turns out he cut something else that's attached, then why would you have to say that the intention was to cut something detached? Even if he intended to cut something that was attached, and he cut something else that's attached, that itself would be patur. He would be exempt. He didn't do what he intended to do. There's in front of him two candles. He intended to extinguish one and extinguish the other. But he's exempt because his intention was not done. So therefore, obviously, we're saying that he intended to cut that which detached and it was cutting something that was attached was that same item itself and not a different item. Not for its fire. Says explains that actually this drush was only necessary for Rabbi Yisrael Haglili to say this drush. The Rish says like this. We didn't have to make this drush from the word loy to say that it's going to exclude something that cannot be eaten by the kain. El Rabbi Yisrael Haglili. Because the Isli Chametz he holds Chametz is permitted to have benefit from it on Pesach. And that's what's saying. Even though it's Mutabano, but still, since you can't eat it, so it's not going to be able to be truma. And the reason is because according to the whole that chametz is forbidden to banah. So nafkalam banah as a kaidish. We already learned enough in the pasuk that says you have to give a kain something that can become truma, which in double really is kaidish, and it can't be because as banah. Or you know it from without the word law, you know it from giving. You can't say you gave something that's unless at least you have permission to have benefit from it, which it could apply giving. And therefore he expounds the giving it to him. It's fit to be eaten, and not for something that's only fit for the for using for its fire, for its illumination. That's only fit for the fire, because what's bothering Tesis is how do you know to expound from loy b'leila uroy? That it has to be something that's fit to be eaten. Maybe titan loy is coming to exclude only something that's not fit at all, like Yisra Anah. That's what it says, because Yisra Anah, Metita Nafka, the Yisra Anah already know from just the word titan itself. And loy is coming to say that even something that it's fit, it's mutabah, no, it has to be mutala achila. Now, the meantime, it says, then we can say, the Gemara that's asking, from where do we know that Shum is Nachal on Chametz and Pesach? What's the question? But the number of that Brisa, the Hifresh Chametz Truma, that we said that if you separate Chametz, that's a Truma that from something that's already Chametz, they are calling the said, in that case, everyone's going to agree it's not sanctified. Keeping the Sphere Lud also Banom, well, since he holds it's forbidden Banom, well, double posh within the Kaddish. Well, it's obviously not going to be sanctified in Micah Bailey, but what's the question? Obviously, it's not double rolis Kaddish. That's what it says. So what you can say is, you're right, the Pshit Lele Gemara, we didn't have to say, according to everyone, according to Rabbi Galili, actually, that's actually Mutta Bahana. The Pshit Lele Hanach, the Sibano, Lo Yitzchak Lemisni, because for those that would say it's forbidden to know, we don't have to say. That's what saying. According to Rabbi Galili, how do we know the chametz of Pesach that's mutabano? How do we know that it's not going to be a valid truma? We're in another approach of Nachman Gufin Mefarsh, from Nachman himself, that he explains that the source of this halacha is loy b'leila uroy, kama v'nan mila, and him is who the Gemara is asking, where does he know this from? Because it was obvious to him that even the kolamik on the halacha, according to everyone, we're saying this halacha is not going to be truma, even according to Bisa Haglili. It can become a duchness, we find many places, and that's why it's asking on him, how do you know that? And that's because according to him, it's mutabano, so that would fulfill double release kaddish. That's what he's saying. That what's his source of, as we're saying, of loy v'loy l'uray.